Water levels in Lake Mead are down, way down, to their lowest level since the 1930s. In fact, they're so low that an intake valve to pump water to Las Vegas is now above the surface. Now, water managers in Nevada had planned for this, and they built new pumps going deeper down into the reservoir. But few thought that they would need this so soon. Let's talk now to John Ensminger. He's general manager of the Southern Nevada Water Authority. And John, this is part of a broader pattern of two decades of drought. How do you and your team think about how dire the situation is?
Well, you know, it's a mixed bag for us because locally, we feel like we've taken the steps that are necessary to protect the 2.3 million people that call Southern Nevada home. We've built this infrastructure. We have a world-class urban water conservation program here that's reduced our water consumption by 26% over the last 20 years, even while adding over 750,000 new residents. But on a regional basis, you know, this is a river system that supplies water to 40 million Americans, you know, 5 million acres of irrigated agriculture. And on a regional basis, it's a river that's in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. So is the system to manage this whole region working in a way that you can be reasonably confident that the levels don't drop a lot in the future?
I would say we need to be prepared for the levels to continue to go down. The reality of the situation is, as a nation, and in fact two nations, because the Colorado River supplies both the United States and Mexico, we're simply using more water right now than this river is likely to give us into the future. And we have to take steps to match up our demands with the reality of those supplies. Yeah.
I guess I just wonder, given the net draw on water that you're describing from the perspective of the resource of the lake, how heavy a lift will it be to net out to zero, you know, for what's coming out of the lake to be on par with what's filling it?
Well, today we're using between 14 and 15 million acre feet of water each year. And a lot of the, you know, real smart climate scientists out there are saying we should plan for a future of no more than 11 million acre feet. So we basically need to cut, you know, 3 to 4 million acre feet of use out of a system that's using, you know, 14 to 15. And it's got to be an all of the above approach. Certainly municipal users have an obligation to be a part of that solution. But 80% of the water from this river is used for agriculture, and there is simply no way to solve that math problem that I just described without a substantial reduction in the amount of water that's used for agriculture.
Yeah. And is it your sense that all of the users, residential, agriculture, energy, are all pulling their weight?
I guess I wouldn't really break it down by sector, because I think within each sector, there are users pulling their weight, but there are certainly parts of the river that are using the exact same amount of water today that they've been using for the last several decades. And part of that is, you know, we have a very arcane legal system in the Western United States, you know, where its water is reduced by priority. So you have some very senior users that at least legally have very little incentive to reduce their water consumption, even while as a region we see, you know, these devastating impacts to the amount of water we used to have in storage.
Yeah. Okay. And finally, just coming back to your technology to draw from Lake Mead, what's your sense of how much more time this new technology buys you? At a certain point, will you need another deeper straw, as it were?
No, we think this, the infrastructure that we've put in place makes Las Vegas very secure no matter what sort of hydrologic future the Colorado River faces. And that's because the intake structure is actually located in the river channel where the Colorado River was before the construction of Hoover Dam. So you can't go any lower in the lake than we are now. And in fact, it's located at an elevation below what's known as Deadpool, and that is the elevation at which the Bureau of Reclamation couldn't release water downstream to Arizona, California, and Mexico. So Southern Nevada is very secure from a delivery perspective because our intakes are 20 feet below that elevation where the Bureau can't release water downstream.
Okay. John Ensminger is General Manager of the Southern Nevada Water Authority. John, thanks for the time.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.